This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Let's start right here. Steve Kerr after practice yesterday. I want everyone to not just listen to this, but listen to it closely. Because we're not just listening to words, we're listening to tone. What's going on behind the words? Because this is, if you really want to whittle it down, all of the Jimmy Butler excitement, I think you can whittle it down to this. You're worried about age and all the things that are going on. The Warriors have a 22-year-old rising, fill in that blank. I don't know if you want to use the word star, rising player. Okay? They have a 22-year-old rising player who practiced with the team today for the second consecutive day. He has not been cleared for takeoff. He will not play tomorrow. But it's coming, and it's coming soon. And if Jonathan Kuminga and Jimmy Butler can coexist and make good music together, it legitimizes, to a degree, what the likes of Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler have been saying lately. If they can't, then this is all a bunch of hooey. So, listen closely to this answer from Steve Kerr. Kuminga and Butler, together, on the floor. Steve, what do you think?
I think... The obvious question is the spacing, because neither one of them is a five. They're we're really looking at them as a three and a four, and so can we space the floor well enough with the two of them on the court together? We should be able to defend at a high level. It'd be great to have that kind of size and athleticism on the wings. There's a lot to like. And then we just have to sort through the offensive execution. Can we put a group around them that makes sense, that we can, kind of rely on a two-way offense and defense dynamic? And that remains to be seen.
Wow. I mean, he worked his way all the way through it, and he got to the end, which is, it remains to be seen.
Is it me, or did Steve not sound like he just walked in to a party? You walk into a party on a Friday night, you acquire one of the best players in the NBA. You should be like that GIF that's all over when that guy comes dancing into the room. Like, you're walking in like, it is... go time!
That sounded to me like a student who, when you go and take a test, and it's an essay test, and you get to number three, and you get to number three, it's like, I don't know the first thing about this answer, and so you just start writing words, and you try to use some of the keywords in the question, and it's like a 200-word minimum, and so you write 200 words, and it's basically, and I don't want to say gibberish, because that was better than gibberish, but Steve was just kind of like, well, there's this, and then there's that, and there's that, and then there's this, and it could be this, and it could be that, and you know what? It It remains to be seen.
Grandy, will you cut this off after the first 4 seconds? I'm going to play it again. That's 54 seconds long. I only want the first four.
Okay.
Okay? Just listen again. Hey, Steve, what do you think about Jonathan and Jimmy playing together?
I think, you know, the obvious question is this.
Well, and then he goes into the obvious question, which is there enough spacing? Is there enough shooting? Because we see them as a 3 and a 4. So if they're the 3 and the 4 and then Draymond's the 5, and let me think about it. So if they're the 3 and the 4 and Draymond's the 5, well, what I really want to say is, God, no, I can't play the 3 of them together. And I just looked at Jimmy's number for his career, and he's now in his 14th year, and he's shooting 33% from 3. It's not what he does. And he takes only, for his career, 2.5 threes a game. So he doesn't shoot the 3 because he doesn't make the 3. And Draymond doesn't shoot the 3. And Kuminga can shoot the 3, the corner 3. And that's about it. So, yeah, Draymond, Jimmy, and Kuminga together, that's going to be a no for me, dog, is what the answer should have been.
I mean, literally, Steve sounds like someone, you know, we were joking earlier about when my son got home last night. He's 18. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah, for,
I mean, like, there's no curfew. He doesn't have school today. So whatever. But, like, that's what I would have expected him to sound like if I had barged into his room and said, dude, what were you doing? Well, I think... Okay, the obvious thing is, Dad, that's how Steve just started.
Well,
the
obvious
answer.
Question is, what wasn't I doing?
Exactly. What were you doing, Dad?
Right, totally.
Sleep?
Right.
So, look, I got to grab a little four-second bite of somebody sort of struggling to find a word and make a big deal out of it, but I will say this, it is very important that the Golden State Warriors, for the rest of this regular season, here's my new phrase, and there won't be t-shirts. They won't accept this, but this is my phrase. Remove the ego. This is the only way you're going to do it. It's literally the only way we're going to do it. You cannot function now with multiple stars and a 22-year-old who wants a contract if y'all are out there worrying about who starts. Jonathan Kuminga should not start. And the only reason anybody would want him to start is ego. And I quite frankly think it's the only reason that Kuminga has reportedly wanted to start. I've never understood that when someone plays 30 minutes a game, who cares which minutes? 30 minutes a game. That's 30 out of 48 minutes. That's a high percentage. You are playing most of the minutes. All of the minutes count. In fact, I could argue that the first 6 minutes of the game matter the least.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those are the easiest ones from which to recover. So why are we so worried about John, if you are, about whether or not Jonathan Kuminga starts? And Jonathan, if you're worried about it, why are you worried about it? What you need, Jonathan, is for the Warriors to play well. And what Steve is saying without saying here is if that Steph Curry goes out onto the court to start basketball games with Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga, Jimmy Butler, and Brandon Pajemski, you have five people who can shoot a three, but only one of them is a three-point shooter. You are not surrounded by enough shooting, quite frankly. You are already participating in wearing Draymond Green down because you're starting him at the five, and Steve wants to play him more at the five, but Draymond has admitted that's going to wear me down if you do it too much. So I think it's very, very important that the Warriors remove the ego. And I heard Steinie and Goo talking about this, and Steinie's right. Buddy Hield, I know. Buddy Hield needs to stay in the starting lineup. You need that three-point shooter in the lineup, and you need Jonathan Kuminga to anchor the second unit and still get his 28 to 32 minutes a night. I think that's the way you have to play it. That's, if I'm Steve, that's the way I'm starting it once Jonathan is ready to roll, especially since he's coming back from a lengthy injury. Got to remove that ego.
And that's one thing we can ask Steve later today is not only about starting Kuminga, but how did Kuminga come out of yesterday's practice? Because he got back to practice for the first time, according to Warriors PR. So how is Kuminga feeling after that? And what does he think is the new timeline for Kuminga to continue to get ready and ramp up and get back out there on the floor? But Steve told you without saying it in the answer that those guys can't all play together. And you can't play Kuminga and Butler and Draymond together for very long unless you have Steph and another real three-point shooter. And the other part of that is if you don't want to play Draymond a lot at five, and I know that he probably doesn't want to play a lot at five, what do you do? Okay, you play Kevon Looney at five. And congrats to Kevon, who got engaged over All-Star Weekend, which is awesome. But if you have Kevon and Jimmy and Kuminga, then you have the same exact problem. You've got another guy who doesn't really shoot the three. So it's going to be really tough for Steve to figure out how and when to play Kuminga and Jimmy together because neither one of them is a three-point threat.
Yeah, and by the way, I know there are a lot of you out there that went, hold on a second, Buddy Hield, because he got real popular over the last week. And in fact, we did a whole show where I was like, Buddy needs fewer minutes. You got to sit him down. And then they did the very next night, and it worked. And the Warriors went out and they beat Houston. And so I use Buddy as an example. It doesn't have to be Buddy. It doesn't have to be Buddy. It can be Moses. You can do whatever. Like, there are different things that you can do out there right now if you're the Warriors as far as figuring this whole lineup out. But you heard it right there in his voice. There is hesitation. There is absolute hesitation in the midst of all of this excitement of Jimmy Butler being on the team. There appears to be some hesitation from Steve Kerr with regard to the idea of Jimmy and Jonathan together and what that lineup looks like around them. They're going to share the floor sometimes.
Yeah, they have to.
But I certainly wouldn't do it to start. My bet is that's not the way that this is going to play out.
You're probably right. And ultimately, it doesn't really matter who starts unless the player himself, in this case, Jonathan Kuminga, unless he's really affected by the fact that he's not starting. He's only started 10 games this year, and in those games, the Warriors are 4-6 in his 10 starts. Now, it's a really small sample, and I don't know how many of those games didn't involve Draymond or Steph, and so it's hard to really look at it as a measure of how the team has done. But if I look at this team and I think about the best way to use Jonathan Kuminga, it would be to bring him in for Jimmy Butler at about the 6-minute mark. So Jimmy plays six. You bring in Kuminga, and now Kuminga plays alongside Steph for 4 to 6 minutes, and then Steph goes out, and then Jimmy comes back in, and maybe you have Kuminga and Jimmy for, 2 minutes to start the second quarter, and then Kuminga goes out, and you bring in somebody else.